Live 820 on this Tuesday morning. We're pleased to have Carolyn Sabin in, Family's First Partnership. Good morning. How are you, Carolyn?
Just great, Tanner. How are you today?
I'm good. You got back from vacation, so you're rested and ready to go?
Kind of.
Yeah, I know. It's almost like sometimes you need the vacation from the vacation when you get back, right? Get a couple days off after the vacation. Let's talk Family's First Partnership. You guys have a bunch of events coming up yet this summer.
Right. We've really been fortunate to partner with a number of other organizations to put on some events. And the first of those is a human trafficking awareness event. And really, this is kind of regional. And so we're partnering with the Rotaries in Ogallala and McCook, and they are going to be putting on their own sort of awareness event. And then there'll be one here in North Platte. And this is all centered around July 30th, which is World Day Against Human Trafficking. And so that's how we ended up using this weekend in particular. But so the Rotary in Ogallala will be having their event the 29th. And they're having an awareness walk. And then Trooper Flick from the State Patrol is going to be there to do some informational sessions with them so that they understand human trafficking really does occur in Western Nebraska. It's pretty easy to think, oh, we're out in the middle of the nowhere, we're safe, you know, but that's exactly kind
right.
of the...
Right. Well, we also have an interstate that runs right through everything.
Right, right. And so, but their event's going to be on the 29th, and they're having their awareness walk, food trucks, and some other activities. And then the McCook event with Rotary and Prairie Plains CASA is going to be on the 30th. Yes, actually on the 30th. And they're also having an awareness walk, and Trooper Flick will be visiting with them down there, as well as the chief of police is going to talk about things that they've seen in the area there. And then as far as the North Platte event, it'll be the 31st, and Families First is partnering with RDAP, and they're going to have different informational booths, face painting for kids, you know, get information to the parents while the kids are
enjoying themselves.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And we have Cody Park rides reserved. So
very good.
Free rides.
There you go. Free rides.
Uh-huh. But, you know, I think a lot of people don't realize human trafficking isn't that van that's driving around the neighborhood grabbing people. There's a little bit more to it, especially when you meet someone and they get almost too friendly too quick. And, you know, there's this manipulative grooming and you know, they seek out vulnerable people. That's just kind of the way it is with human trafficking. And so, but once you're pulled into that, then there's just a lot of threatening and, you know, hard relationship to get out of.
Yeah.
So anyway, there's going to be information about that. So that's the first of our events coming up, and just really glad for those partners with Rotary and RDAP. And then on August 1st, we're not really sponsoring it, but we're promoting it. There are going to be listening sessions for LB 1173. And so LB 1173 is some legislation that really tasked all three branches of the government to be working together on child welfare reform. And so it really needs to have people from all parts of the system, whether it's frontline workers, judges, police, anyone who is involved in that situation where families become system involved and say, how do we do this better? You know, whether it's, do we need to have different policies? How do we help HHS? Because at this point in time, the system is just overwhelmed. You know, we have so many people going into state care, and we don't have enough caseworkers to take care of it, or the family support workers, CASA advocates. And so it just becomes a huge issue. And, you know, how do we help these families stabilize?
Okay. So when are those held?
That is going to be August 1st, and it will be out at Mid Plains College. And at the theater, McDonald Belton Theater. And there are two different sessions, one's from 2 to 4, and the other's from 6 to 8. And the state has contracted a group called the Stevens Group, and they're kind of a research, mediation, consultation sort of group. And they're taking all of this information from the partners, and then they're going to be developing a little bit of a plan and presenting that to the state. But these meetings are being held in cities all over the state. So I think it's going to be a really great way to get some comprehensive information and try to get a good plan together.
That'll be next Tuesday, right. Then. So yeah. Next Monday and Tuesday, you got your evenings planned here.
That's right. You've got something to do. So if you're bored,
absolutely.
Check the website. And we've got it, the information rolling there. And then next Thursday is Project Connect. Yeah.
Jeez, you got quite the week next week. Know. Glad we got that vacation out of
yeah,
the way.
Yeah, that's right. And so next Thursday is Project Connect. And this is our annual event of one-stop shop resources fair. We've got 40 agencies who will be there.
Wow.
Yeah. So they're going to be providing information, services, and just, you know, trying to connect with families so that they know that they're in the area. So we have the fortunate donation from United Healthcare, and that is being used to provide like twin sheet sets, and then we've got cleaning products, hygiene products, and diaper kits.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah.
Where will that be held then?
That will be at United Methodist Church, and it is Thursday, August 3rd, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. So any families who are really having some struggles, have needs of any kind, you know, you can connect with any of the agencies there. I mean, it's just the broad scope of things, early childhood, senior needs.
And honestly, if you're somebody who think I don't these aren't necessarily for me, I don't need this stuff, you might probably know somebody that does. So it's good to know the information, because when that person needs help, you can say, hey, I know exactly where you need to go.
Right. Yeah. You know, you might see a family, you know, a neighbor family that, you know, things are tight, because honestly, for families right now, between the cost of food and childcare, you know, it's tight. Yeah. They're living paycheck to paycheck, maybe. So this is an opportunity to give them another option of an easy spot to go find information.
They might not want to start that conversation, you know, for various reasons. But if you can kind of at least show them what's out there and the agency that can help them, they might then. And if they just get a little nudge in the right direction, it might be something that can help, because these agencies are here for a reason.
Right. Right. Yeah. And, you know, it's like I told the young mom yesterday, because she said it's so hard to ask for help. And I said, you know what? You're just going through a rough patch now. That doesn't mean you're locked into this for a long term, you know? You might be going through a rough patch now, but gosh, you've got the next 25, 30 years of working to get yourself back on track, you know?
Right. Yeah, and that's not, and the agencies are designed to get them out of that, whatever issue they're in, and get them back into normalcy. So.
Right, right.
Very good. That's Project Connect. That's Thursday. So again, Monday will be the human trafficking event. That's at Cody Park from 5 to 8, free rides, and then all sorts of information. Tuesday, the listening session.
Right. Uh-huh. At Mid Plains, the McDonald Belton Theater, and 2 to 4, and then 6 to 8.
Do they need to sign up for those, or can they just show up?
They can just show up.
Okay. And then on Thursday will be Project Connect at the Methodist Church.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And from 10 to 3. Very good. All this, I know you guys are pretty good about putting the stuff out online. So if you need to, if you missed what we just said, where do they go?
Yeah, go to the website or our Facebook too.
Very good. Family's first partnership here. Carolyn, anything else this morning you want to touch on?
I can't think of anything right now.
Well, thank you so much for coming in. Stay cool. All right.
Yes, you too.